Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Morning, welcome to Thursday, December 18th. We're almost at the weekend.
Yeah.
The holidays are coming up, and the I guess the atmosphere is festive. I'm feeling good. Do you enjoy the holidays, Jen?
Oh, yeah. I love it. This time of year is my favorite, not just because it's my birthday month, but because I love being with friends, family, celebrating, relaxing, eating.
Yeah. I know, and it feels nice outside. You know, I mean, a lot of people are out, you know, lights, everything. Everybody's in a good mood, it seems.
Yeah.
I guess until the holiday rolls around, then people realize, hey, I don't have anybody.
Oh, you know? Sad.
Yeah, I know. Some people are like that. That's unfortunate.
It's
but,
true.
But the reason I brought it up is because they say a lot of people get depressed over the holidays.
Makes sense. They also get seasonal depression because of the weather change and things like that.
That's true, yeah.
Which is tough here in LA because we don't have that, clearly. Except for
but we do have a lot of darkness here.
It's true.
Right?
It's sad.
I mean, you know what? It starts at 4:45 now, you know, 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's totally dark.
I want to hibernate when it hits like 4:45.
I know. It's like you feel like I still have like a whole night ahead of me.
Yeah,
you know,
to watch TV
starting at 5.
And movies.
Yeah, you know, I mean, in the summer, you'd probably be doing something till 8 o'clock.
It's true.
So, yeah, I can see where it can depress people. Also, some people don't like to be with their families, you know?
Yeah,
so
that's
they
also
get,
true.
Like, bummed out when they're there with all the people they don't like, you know?
Oh, I feel bad for all these people. People make a resolution to enjoy the holidays next year. So you
right.
got to start.
And accept your family the way they are.
Right.
We don't get to choose family, so
or
we have to learn to accept them.
Make new friends and make them your family.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea,
mm-hmm.
too. There you go. There's plenty of people in L.A. I'm sure you can find some friends.
It's true. Speaking of family, it's my father's birthday today. Happy
birthday. Oh, it is. Happy birthday.
Yep.
Usually I have a song ready, but I don't.
It's okay. I just sprung that on you.
I haven't played it in a long time. Well, that's cool. So you guys have close birthdays then?
We do. It's a tough month.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know. I can't tell you how many people have birthdays in December. It's just amazing.
It is.
You know?
I don't like sharing the month, so
yeah, I
move
know.
Your birthdays, people.
I'm telling you, it's a result of Valentine's Day. I can't imagine what else it could be.
Right. It's you true. Know? That makes sense because, you know, all those 9 months, so.
Yeah, you know. And it's perfect timing, so it has to be that. So it means that people are getting naughtier and naughtier over, over Valentine's
it's
Day.
It's true. Yep. And so my dad...
And they don't tell us.
Right. My dad is the 18th. I'm the 22nd. So we've always celebrated ours very close because, obviously, our birthdays are so close. But we've never done one celebration for the two of us. We've always gotten our separate celebrations.
Right. The way it should be, you know?
Right.
I mean, you should have your own... Your own attention.
And, exactly. But then there's also Hanukkah in December, Christmas, New Year's. Then I've got friends that have birthdays in December.
Right.
So it's a lot. It's an action-packed month.
It is. It is. And it can drive you broke very quickly, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with all these gifts and everything.
Yeah.
I know.
It's a rough month, I would say. But very fun.
Yeah. I know. It's amazing how quickly the holidays roll around, you know. I mean, it seems like it was September yesterday.
Yeah.
Know? And it keeps getting faster all the time. I don't know what it is. The years are going by faster. Maybe time is accelerating or something. I don't know.
I think so. Except for this year, though, I've actually gotten to appreciate the month of December. And it's felt a lot slower because I don't really have a day job other than like hosting and like the radio show and the things that I do. But when I had a day job, I felt like Monday through Friday were so busy that I couldn't really enjoy the holidays.
Mm.
So I was either on the weekend spending my time buying gifts for people or squeezing in whatever I needed to do that I couldn't do during the week. So then all of a sudden, just Christmas appeared.
Right.
And I was like, wait, where did the month go? This year, though, well, the holiday music started on Thanksgiving or before even. So I feel like I've really gotten to enjoy the holiday spirit, I guess.
That's true, yeah. Well, I'm rejoiced, so there you go.
Mm-hmm.
In a few minutes, we're going to get to a very special guest we have in the studio.
Very special.
Very special. It's your friend.
Yes.
Your probably a very good friend, right?
One of the best.
You guys do things together and stuff.
We do,
so,
a lot.
So that's cool. Mm-hmm. And you're fortunate to have a very close friend. You know, it's not easy to find one.
I am. She keeps me from being sad during the winter months.
Really? Okay, that's cool. So we'll get to her in just a second. We just wanted to cover the Sony incident and the hacking. I guess they decided to cancel the release. Yesterday we said they were just canceling the premiere.
Right. But and like one theater chain was pulling the movie, but now it's just completely canceled.
Right, because everybody was pulling out.
Right.
Because there's been like threats on moviegoers, you know, and at this point, as a business, you don't want to take chances.
Right, and a lot of celebrities are actually speaking up about it and tweeting, like Ben Stiller, Jimmy Kimmel. So many people have something to say about it because there have been movies over time that have, you know,
been controversial and stuff.
Right, and had the same effect, but no one took them out of the theaters, like Schindler's List during the time, you know, and
And
whatever. What was the other one? I forgot.
But there wasn't a threat, you know, to people.
No,
you know,
and they
never
also
liked this.
They didn't have cyber warriors back then. But at the same time, like, it's also an expression of, you know, art, I guess, and public speaking. And so they're taking away movies now that people, you know, I don't know, they're expressing themselves.
Yeah.
And it's not like no one is really going after Kim Jong-un.
Right.
We're just making movies about it. Laugh about it. We laugh about everything. The things that we make movies about are so absurd.
Right.
Like, that this has such a presence in our country and now in the world, I find to be so completely absurd.
Right. But, you know, I mean, it's become like an international incident because now the government is saying it's definitely North Korea.
Right.
And threatening lives and everything. I mean, that becomes serious.
Right.
So I don't think it ever happened before. It was just controversial movies where people maybe didn't like them or something, you know, in this country.
Right. And they're saying that, like, Sony could have done, you know, their due diligence by changing the name of the dictator and, like, taking away like very specific facts about a particular person that's alive right now,
right,
and made it more fictional,
right. But then you're really like, you know, bending over and
but they are anyway
caving into them.
They got rid of the movie, so you know.
Well, that's for now. We'll see.
I'm sure it will resurface. Not around Christmas, probably when this whole publicity thing dies down. But it is great publicity for the film.
Right.
I am a little concerned about these 1800 cyber warriors that are now, you know, we know about. And there's an organization called, oh God, what was it called? Something 121.
Yeah, Bureau 121. Yeah. Yeah. 1800 cyber warriors. And that's a country that's so behind technologically.
And it's such a poor country. But they have this 1800
person
squad of terrorists.
Because they're paranoid, so they have to make sure they can protect themselves in any possible way. And that's why they also are nuclear power.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, a country that's poor, totally isolated. You know, most people are probably not very smart because they don't let them be.
Right.
And, you know, and you get this and, you know.
They have like a little bit of a delusion of grandeur over there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the
leaders.
We don't
feed our people, but we definitely can fight against people that are coming after us. Why would people be coming after you?
Right.
Calm down.
Yeah, well, people would be coming after them because they're a rogue state. But still, yeah, I mean, you know, the thing is that you want to have a deterrent, but you start attacking, and that's a whole different ballgame.
Right.
You know, so we'll see what's going to happen.
I mean, think about what those 1,800 people could be doing in terms of advancing technology and, like, all of the stuff going on. They're just being used for bad, evil.
Right. Yeah.
And the defectors are coming out. One guy defected 7 years ago, and he's the one, like, releasing all this information.
Wow.
Well, good for him.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm sure there will be more.
Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, it's scary stuff, you know. I mean, if I was a movie theater, I would pull out as well. You know, I mean, you don't want, like, I mean, because you don't want to underestimate. We already underestimated their abilities to bring us down to our knees, and they managed to do that, you know.
Truthfully, I'm still happy that they did it via cyber warfare versus killing people.
Yeah.
Like, if they're going to do this, and this is going to be their tactic, okay, great. So we'll build up our ability to fight them on cyber warfare. But you can't bring back lives. You can, you know, reverse privacy and resolve those issues. But, for instance, like, you know, 9/11, you can't bring those people back.
Right. Exactly. You know, so we got to take those threats seriously. And, you know, until we figure out what's going on,
yep.
You know, so, but nevertheless, you know, I mean, the terrorists are winning this game. And, that's because I think we're not prepared for something like this.
Right.
You know, and that's curious to me because we're so advanced technologically. We're told a bit about privacy and security all the time. And yet, you know, a company like Sony is not prepared for something like that.
No, and I mean, it is just one movie that they pulled from the theater. So while it is affecting Sony's stock and these theaters pulled this one film, think about the demographics that were going to see that movie on Christmas Day anyway.
Right.
Those are the people that are alone and don't have families. And I don't know how many there are because they're not people going to see Annie with like an entire family, like car full of kids. Uh-huh. Money will still be spent on Christmas at the movie theater.
Right.
So great. Take this one movie out. Goodbye. Move
yeah,
on.
Yeah, exactly. All right. We'll see. But yeah, I mean, it's not really just about the movie, though.
No, it's the fact that they can do this and that we have now, you know, stopped doing something because they're coming after us.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
Well, they can have if you know what? Pull the interview, move along.
Yeah.
If that's your attack on us, you can have the movie back.
Exactly. We don't need it.
Right. And hopefully it ends there.
Yeah.
It's just so absurd that there's all of this going on for one movie.
Yeah. I know. And this guy can't even take a joke, you know.
And it's the entertainment industry. Really, you're going to attack the entertainment industry? I get the economy and like really bringing us to our knees is like a big deal because our economy, if it suffers, then what do we do? You know, and how do we fund our armies and things of that nature? But it's a movie. I'm sorry, I guys keep standing behind this. It's just so absurd that this is real life.
So you got to try and convince him that it's just a movie.
Yeah, if I get him on the phone, first of all, maybe I should run for some political office because this is my stance on a lot of things. It's just a movie.
Yeah,
move on.
Okay, we'll vote for you just based
Thank
on
you.
That.
I'll let you know when I start campaigning.
Okay. Sounds good.
Cool.
And just one other thing. I guess NASA says that we need in California 11 trillion gallons of rain to end the drought.
Oh, so we didn't even like...
Not a dent.
No.
Not a dent.
We didn't chip away at that number at
all. The same, we need a lot of storms and a lot of years to bring this back. They're saying that we're actually depleting our groundwater now. I mean, that's how far it's gone. You know, usually we use water from the mountains, from the snow and things like that, you know. But now, so groundwater is really the last resort.
Right.
But that's where we are, you know. They have to pump water out of the ground.
Is this not something we can fix, though? Because I feel like, you know, when we have less oil, we go get it from somewhere else. When
right.
we have less water, can't we just go get that from somewhere else?
I guess we could. But, you know, I mean, then it would cost probably a lot of money. And the state wouldn't be able to stand on its own. So it would affect the economy, I'm sure. You know, but I mean, there's also like ways to stimulate rain to come down and stuff. You know,
really,
they seed like clouds and things like that with iodine, and it makes it rain. But I
how
think
bad
one
is
of
that
the reasons,
for the environment, though?
Well, not necessarily, but I think what they're afraid of is causing floods and stuff, and then people would get sued and all that stuff, you know. So, but I mean, that technology has existed for years, and it has been used before. But I guess for some reason, they don't use it anymore. So we're just pretty much slaves to the weather, you know, and we're not getting much.
No.
Yeah. And this state is known for its green trees and all the vegetation and everything. You know, we're not a desert.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there are deserts here.
Yeah, there are. But, you know, I mean, you drive through California, it's all like green and, you know, it's not brown.
Yeah, the mountains
brown,
are
really.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, we're going to bring in our guest now who's sitting here patiently and wants to join the conversation, so we can't keep her off anymore.
No, I'm like, it's so hard to be quiet.
Yeah. Huh?
Hi.
I know. I'm sure you're a person who likes to talk a lot.
I know. I've been like biting my tongue over here. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
So excited to be
Why
here.
Why don't you go ahead and introduce her to us?
Welcome to the radio show, Lauren Leonelli.
Hi, Jen, Golden, and Sam. I'm so glad to be here.
Thank you very much. So you guys are really good friends, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How long have you known each other?
What's that, like 3 or 4 years now?
I think so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do you remember how you met?
Yeah, we met in a hosting class. We were taking a hosting class with Marky Costello, And we then moved into, from that class, it was like a weekly class. Uh-huh. And then we moved into AfterBuzz TV, and we started hosting there together. And
was that by accident, or did you just both go and apply there?
We both went.
Okay.
There was a few of us from the class that sort of migrated at the same time.
Yeah, it wasn't like we're going to go to AfterBuzz together and host shows together. We just kind of went at the same time, and then from that point on, we started hosting shows together because we wanted to talk together.
Oh, cool. So you were on the same shows, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some, not all, but some.
Okay. Yeah. So how many shows do you usually host over there? I mean, you say shows, so it's not just one.
Well, the network as a whole, it can really like host any show that's on TV, and sometimes they even talk about movies, but reality, drama, anything,
right.
Any network, if they want to make an after show for it, they want to talk about it and feel like there's an audience and there's room in the studios, it can happen. So as a whole, the network hosts a lot of shows.
Right. But I meant like you. How many shows do you host?
Right now, a show that we hosted just ended. But there were sometimes at the network where I would be hosting like three or four shows.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, cool.
It depends on how much time you have to give. Yeah. And also, like, I would personally try and double up. So if I were driving to the studio, I would do two back-to-back. So, like, depending on...
We did that.
Yeah. At one point, we were covering Dads and The League, and we did them back-to-back.
Yeah. So you would work it out in your schedule so that it makes sense for you. And a lot of us have other jobs that we do. So, you know, you pick a show on a day and time that works for you. But you also have to like the show because you're talking about
it. Yeah, obviously. Right. Yeah. You got to be into it. You got to watch it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
So actually how we found out of our love of each other was we were hosting the show Nashville.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I want you to sit over, to move a little bit and talk into the mic. You can still look at her, but move over a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
So you're talking to the microphone.
There we go.
Because it sounds like you're like in another room.
What about me?
Okay, you're fine.
That's
you're
right.
Fine. Mm-hmm. You're eating the mic.
I'm a natural.
But Jennifer has to change to
I'm
look
distracted.
Sideways. Yeah.
I'm distracted by your beauty.
I know. It happens. I know.
I know. She is beautiful.
She
oh,
is.
My goodness. Stop.
You are. You have a face for radio.
Yeah. Made me feel very self-conscious.
I build you up to break you down.
I know. That's how we do.
There we go. So yeah, we started on Nashville. Oh, there. My voice is much louder now. There we go.
Yeah, there you go.
Usually you are very loud, so I'm surprised you didn't detect that in your headphones.
I was very busy with your beauty. So moving back to what we were talking about. So we were working on the show Nashville, and we were covering that with two other girls. And the show just kept on going and going. It was like the show that never ended.
The longest season ever, Sam.
Really?
Like, so
wow.
How many episodes were there? Like 30 or something?
Yeah. Whoa. Which is normal, I think, for a one-hour show. However, there was like... It would take off for 2 weeks, and then it would come back.
Yeah, there was like, a lot of hiatuses. So, I mean, we were literally hosting the show for almost a year.
It felt like that. I would think it might have been a half a year, right?
At least. It was 100% like 8-9 months. Like, it was like... Yeah. How long can we...
I know. Is it a pretty good show, at least?
Well, it was an hour-long drama-ish show, and so it felt very soap opera-ish, where like one storyline would get stretched between like 8 episodes, where another show would do that in 1 or 2 episodes.
Right.
So we were talking about the same thing over and over again.
And it was like the first season the show was on, so it went through growing pains. So I think while now the show is very good, it wasn't as good then when we had our hands on it, but we learned it would get better if we drank.
I mean, we literally would go, we need to have a glass of wine. We'd watch the show in the studio. That's how it works there. You watch a show in the studio and then you move right into where you're going to host so you can talk about it fresh.
Right.
And we literally like would watch the show and be like, oh my gosh, they would show, Nashville's off for 2 weeks now. And we'd be like, what? Why is this taking so long? So we started deciding next time somebody of the panel of
hosts would alternate,
bring a bottle of wine. And so we'd all drink. And it was so much more fun.
Really?
And then we realized one bottle wasn't going to cut it because that's essentially a glass per person.
And that just wasn't enough.
No. So then we upped it to 2 bottles an episode.
Wow. And they let you do that? The producers and everything? They didn't care.
I don't know that they let us, but we did it.
You did it anyway.
Right.
We also weren't getting like trashed. We were just having a couple glasses of wine at most.
Were you drinking on the air, though?
I don't know that we did.
Yeah, that's what I'm
asking.
I have before.
No, I think here we would pour our drink into our glasses and we'd take those glasses into the studio. So okay. If you had some left over, you brought it with you.
I see. Okay.
Just how it worked out, right? Yeah. But it made things a little more fun.
A lot more fun.
And from there, we sort of figured out what the ingredients to a good show were.
Uh-huh. That's where our show was
alcohol,
born.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
So then was born Two Drunk Girls.
And that's who we are. Two Drunk Girls.
Now, when did this start? When did you guys start the show?
January.
I think it was January.
Yeah.
So it's been almost a year.
It's our anniversary.
Oh my gosh, what are we going to do for our anniversary?
Celebrate with alcohol.
Oh, that's obvious.
There you go, yeah.
Sam, what should we do?
Maybe add some ingredients to the alcohol. Get some weed or something. You
know? Oh, my God. I didn't know where you were going with that. I was like, mixers? Sam, yes.
Absolutely.
I like this.
Yeah, you see? So, and I'm sure on your show you can do whatever you want. You
know, we can. So,
yeah.
That
there
we
you
can.
Go. So, what happened? I mean, you just, one of you or both of you decided, hey, it's fun doing a show drunk or at least drinking. Yeah. Let's do our own show that way.
Yeah, we got.
Is that how it happened?
Kind of. We started thinking about, like, we need to do this more often. So we started hosting shows together at AfterBuzz. Mm-hmm. Then we were getting a lot of positive feedback from either other hosts on our panel or producers watching us or guests. And then the CEO of the network was like, whoa, you guys have something here. So I don't like to toot our own horn, but we're very funny together. So that's,
I toot our horn all the time.
She does. That's her job. So then we decided, let's just do this. I mean, there's so much access you have with the internet and YouTube and all of that. Like, we just put a computer up in my apartment and press record. And, like, we don't stream it live, but we shoot it live and then post it as is. No editing.
Cool. So that's pretty fun, huh?
Yeah.
So much fun. And there's so much freedom in doing it ourselves.
Yeah. So would you do it once a week or whenever you get a chance?
Whenever we get a chance. And we'll bank a couple episodes. That's a secret.
Right.
Don't tell our
listeners.
You
just gave our secret
away. But we do what we can because we also have, like, other jobs that we're doing. Until Two Drunk Girls is a full-time thing, we have to, like, you know,
finish. We have to pay for our alcohol somehow.
Right. Exactly.
So that's, and you have video in that as well, right? We get to see you drink.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I see. Okay.
We have a drink of the day every show. We like Tito's vodka.
We do. And we like wine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You drink the vodka straight or?
No. We can, but.
Yeah.
No, we make little drinks.
Okay.
And then we tell you what we're mixing in and what we like. It's like one little part of our show.
It's the intro, basically.
Yeah. So now, do you ever get, like, really drunk during the show?
Sometimes. There was an episode we drank favorite beverage, which is Amore Paris. It's peach. Like champagne, basically.
Oh.
And we drank that, and then we went to the Grove and took pictures with Santa.
Yeah.
Drunk.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Our show also, it's a good question, Sam, because our show, it's not very long, because for things like that, I think on YouTube, it's something, especially since we're talking about really current events, and there's sometimes a couple episodes a week, we like to just talk. I mean, we have to cut ourselves off, because we could talk for, like, a half hour, but we think it makes more sense to make them like under 5 minutes. So there's only so much alcohol you can intake.
That's true.
In five minutes. We are drinking it, and sometimes we continue to drink it as we stop. So we're eventually drunk or sometimes drunk during.
Yeah.
Right.
And I mean, the thing is, we drink because, not to get drunk, we drink because everything's a little bit of a celebration. So, like, when we're sitting together, it's a celebration. When we're talking about certain things, sometimes we're celebrating that.
You can always find a reason to celebrate.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right? I think so.
And so, you know, we sort of paired life with alcohol, and it's just a good time all the time, and and we really like it.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So, now, did you ever have any episode where you had to pull it because you guys were too drunk?
That you
looked ridiculous.
Good for us. Yeah. No, we're responsible individuals.
No, we sometimes like to have fun, but we definitely haven't been like, oh man, we should not post that. That's inappropriate. No.
No, but there are photos that haven't been posted because we might look too drunk.
Oh, well, that's a yes, 100%. Yeah.
No
filter can reverse that look in your eye where you're like, oh, my good heavens.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
So the show is two drunk girls. Uh-huh. Where can people see some of the episodes?
Well, we have a YouTube channel.
We do.
But we also have a website twodrunkgirls.net. Mm-hmm. You spell out two, T-W-O.
Right.
And you can see everything there, too.
Yeah. All of our episodes are there. Our Instagram feed is there. Our Twitter is there if you want to find that. Our YouTube channel is there. So really, our website's the best place to find everything.
It's like our home.
Yeah, it's our home.
Yeah.
Our home base.
Well, it's pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, there's photos, videos, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can find out more about the girls, but we're finding out everything now. So yeah. We don't have to go to the website.
You don't have to. About you. You can listen to us talk about ourselves, and then you can visit the website if you'd like.
Right.
It's true.
To see us in the flesh.
Yep. The faces to these voices.
You could go on Instagram.
Wait, also,
let's talk about...
Can we talk about Instagram for a sec?
Yeah, for sure.
This is news.
I'm okay, upset.
So, yeah, we have our show is broken into different segments. So like every, it falls under different categories. For instance, one of them is obsessed, things we're obsessed with. One is...
Don't kill my vibe.
Don't kill our vibe, because things that are upsetting to us, for instance.
Right.
Then there's another segment that we have called Real Fake, where we talk about things that might be real and might be fake. Lauren...
Well,
that's fun.
I like that. Yeah, I like our topics because I feel like we can fit a lot of current events into whichever one we feel fit. But currently, I'm a little upset about it's Instagram.
Instagram.
Okay, let's start.
Do you know what happened?
What happened?
You're better at explaining this.
This would be a category of real fake, because when you look at Instagram people, like people with accounts, a lot of people have like in the thousands of followers.
How
but,
does
like,
that happen? How do you get those?
Right.
I'll give you a secret.
Well, so unless you're a celebrity or right. somebody that is a celebrity, like put a picture of you up and like promoted you, there's wait. Really an unlikely chance that you get that many followers. So,
yeah.
But wait, what's your secret?
Yeah. You can buy them.
Okay, well there that's you go. Where we're going.
There yeah. you go. So yeah. they've been, Instagram itself has been sharing that they're going to remove fake accounts.
Wait, but how, I have a question.
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
Because it doesn't make sense for them. Twitter's doing the same thing. They're removing all the bots out there because they're not real accounts. It's essentially brand fraud because you're yeah. building it up to look like something it isn't, clearly.
Right.
So I have suspected a variety of individuals that have fake followers. Now, you
like your friends.
Right. You could go through and you could look, and if their names don't make sense, or if it's an account with one photo, it's not a real account. Or right. if it's an account that doesn't follow any, or no, has no followers, but follows a ton, not a real account.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So Instagram has been saying they're going to get rid of, I'll tell you the exact.
They're called bots.
Yeah. So
like robots.
Here's what Instagram has been saying. And it's been coming. It, you know, it's kind of like cyber warfare.
It's been looming.
You know? Mm. It's been looming. But what it says is, oh, and it's not saying it right now, is that there's going to be a change to your followers. So,
oh, I think I did see something.
Yeah.
Like that.
So it's been alerting people that this is coming. This morning,
I mean,
they wiped all of those fake
that's
followers.
That's a horrible Christmas present.
That's what I'm thinking. Why do it in December?
Okay, look, let me just say, that's great that they wiped the followers. I've never bought followers before. I don't even know how to do that, but whatever. If you do it, it's not that big of a deal. But I lost followers because I guess just, I don't know. I guess they just, it happens. Like fake
yeah.
followers will follow you just randomly, I guess, maybe because of who you follow or.
I think also like certain uses of hashtags, there are automated things that will just blast followers to you based on that.
Right.
So this morning I woke up to like a barrage of text messages from friends being like, did you see who's got this many followers now?
Whoa.
Look at what happened. And like, I really checked mine because I was like, wait, I don't buy followers. I did have a friend that bought me followers when this whole thing first started. She bought me 200 because it was like $1.99 for 100 followers. So she's like, I got you a gift. I spent $3 and got you 200 followers. I was like, thank you.
Aww.
But we didn't know if it worked or not because it right. like something with the site was down. It was like Hypes, HYPEZ.com. So
that's
I
how
went,
you bought them?
That's or how she bought them for me and told me about it. And I went, and when we first started Two Drunk Girls, I was like, well, we need to look like somebody's following. So I bought 200 followers
right.
for us. I spent $3. It was really a deal if you
yeah,
thought about it.
I mean,
meanwhile, I wake up this morning and I look. So my Jen the Jew went down by 200 followers. Now I'm at 980. Okay.
Mine was at like 950 something, and now it's 876.
Oh,
sad.
Well, come on, guys.
I mean, know
you can't measure your worth by how many followers you have.
I know.
Well,
right.
but some people can, because there are some people yeah. that had like, let's say, I don't even know, 20,000 and went down to 10,000.
I mean, that's crazy.
When you say that you're a certain person and that people should support you and give you products to promote because you have this kind of following, you're essentially committing fraud. Because
brand fraud.
Brand fraud, because now you actually don't have that many followers.
Right.
And so it's a lie.
Because a lot of...
You've built your business on a lie.
Especially in the hosting world, like a lot of jobs can be...
Yeah.
Gotten, for lack of a better word,
based on your following.
You have a lot of followers. Like, if you, or you can get a show that way.
Yeah. Right.
Because people just know now how much weight it holds.
Right.
Right. But I still can't see how you're defrauding anybody, because they don't have to go based on that. You know,
to judge
someone based on how many followers they have is pretty, pretty absurd in my view.
Well, I also agree with that. However, in the world that we live in now, where everything is online and social media driven, and you essentially have a following that can be seen versus a celebrity that you just know they have a following because they're Ryan Gosling, for instance.
Right.
But they want to know how much traffic you're getting by random people all over, so that if they do advertise through you, those 10,000 people are actually looking at your, when five of those people aren't real people, they're robot, 5,000 of those people, and they're like, oh, screw you, then that's fraud.
Right. Like, they're looking at you because they know that you have a built-in word-of-mouth following.
Exactly.
So you add to
free,
the...
Free, cheap advertising.
Right. Free marketing based on what you already have under your belt. But if you don't really have those numbers, then... Mm-hmm. You're not really bringing anything to the table as far as that goes.
You know why I'm sad? It's not because I'm like... you know, whatever, who cares about the followers, but I'm like, I really thought there was 950 people out there that liked me. Maybe I am.
Come on.
I know. It's really not that many.
But
I'm
going to
get
what?
Those people. I'm going to get them back.
I'm going to get mine back. I need 20.
And they're
going to
be real.
1,000 listeners out there, please help us in this. This would be a good Christmas gift.
Follow at Lauren Leonelli.
At Jen the Jew.
And at Two Drunk Girls.
There you go.
See?
But if you want to get a lot of them, there's even an easier way. Just have sexy pictures. I mean, not nude. Not necessarily nude, but because they won't let you post those.
Right.
But
you don't want to break the internet.
That's right. Where followers go.
Good point. Sex sells.
Sex does
beautiful
sell.
Beautiful women always get, like, I'm not on Instagram, but Facebook. Mm-hmm. And every time there's a picture of a hot woman, there's like 200 likes
or
something.
Yeah, yeah. But this does have to do with the topic we were talking about yesterday with like Tinder profiles and people posting things that aren't real. This is the same thing, because if you show that you have 16,000 followers, 20,000 followers, I even have a friend that had 4,000 followers and I was like, wow, that's a really good amount, like, for her. Like, she's kind of like not really, you know, that famous, but like 4,000 is a good amount.
Yeah.
Today, 2,000. I'm like,
can you imagine 2,000 gone? That's half your followers.
Right.
That means this person bought 2,000 followers?
Right.
So some of them might have been random filters.
What is that, $20? $2,000? I mean, 2,000 followers, $20?
2,000 is still a lot of followers just to have, but that's a significant drop.
But I feel like it's the same thing as far as misrepresenting yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
It is.
I mean,
I didn't know that there were like random bots following me, so I was also shocked. I was like, why are my followers gone? I didn't buy any followers.
Right.
I felt
Lauren is violated.
I felt very attacked on my character. Those bots were random, everyone. I did not buy those bots.
You didn't. I can vouch for that. Lauren would never do such a thing because she doesn't know how.
I don't.
However,
it's okay. All that means now is that you can't really believe any of these numbers. And,
true story.
Yeah, and that's why I don't evaluate people on these numbers at all.
Well, that's good,
that's
Sam.
That's good. I like that.
Because, because they could have bought them, and it's just
very
a moot point at that point, you know.
Now, though, people are starting from scratch, and they have to build themselves way back up.
I mean, someone's going to find a way to, like...
buy them again.
Exactly. Someone's going to find a way to go around, you know, to bend it and figure it out again.
Right.
I don't know if
right.
it's going to be buying them, but there's going to be a way to figure out, like, how to make it... not get caught.
Right.
Yeah.
There's always a way to beat the system. I'm sure the Korean cyber warriors can figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Lauren, let's find out a little bit about yourself. Where are you originally from?
I am originally from San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then I went to college in San Diego at UC San Diego. Uh-huh. And I moved back home after I graduated to San Francisco for like a year. And then I've been in LA ever since. So I've kind of been all over California.
Yeah. What was it like growing up in San Francisco, though?
It was great. I lived just right, like if you've ever flown into the San Francisco airport, like right there. So just south of like the in the city. But it was fun. I mean, I'm a city girl 100%. Like I can go and do like cabins and things like that and beaches, but it's only for like a certain amount of time.
Right.
I lived in New York for a little bit last year for like a half a year. And I love that. I love that energy and that. So I love that about San Francisco.
Yeah.
It's much different here.
What did you do in New York?
I was just working. I have, you know, a side job that helps pay the bills. So I was doing, it was just a temporary move. But I was also, moreover, besides working, having the time of my life.
Really?
Wow. New York is so much fun.
Yeah. There's a lot happening compared to LA. LA is pretty sleepy compared to New York.
I agree. It's like a lot more spread out. And but New York and San Francisco have a similar vibe. So maybe that is why I really liked it there, because it felt not that different from where I'm from. But it was fun growing up in San Francisco, being, you know, in a kind of like a suburban area, but having the likes of the city like 10 minutes away. It was fun. Yeah. And it's fun to go home like for the holiday. I'm leaving.
Yeah, and you're not too far.
I'm not too far.
Right. No.
Far enough, but not too far.
Yeah.
I can't let her go that far.
Yeah. Huh?
I'll cry.
It's hard.
Yeah. Wow, it's cool. It's cool to see people are really good friends and stuff, you know. So yes. Now, so what drew you to San Diego to
UCSD.
Okay, UCSD.
Yes.
Okay.
I went there to study theater. So I have a degree in theater from UC San Diego, which didn't really get me anything.
Yeah.
Not like you walked into an acting job and they're like, what's your degree in?
Right.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But
that's true.
It was fun, and that's what I wanted to do. I didn't realize, though, that the process and the classes that you take to get a degree in theater have very little to do with acting.
Really?
Wow. It's like you have to, like,
you mean your mime classes didn't get you all the jobs?
You mean the science of lighting didn't help me? I mean, there was like one or two acting classes at tops every quarter. It was like... Right. There was not, of course, there were fun like writing classes and things like that, but I had to take history of directing and costuming.
See, that's what college is. You go and you learn. I mean, some things are very interesting, but it doesn't really help you in the real world.
Not really. I feel like if I could go back, I would have like a degree in psychology, because I feel like that would help you acting.
Right.
And it's also very interesting to me anyway. But, I don't know. I mean, it was college for me was less about like getting the degree and more about like growing up. Like,
right.
You go away. I wasn't that independent, financially at least. Mm-hmm. I was fortunate in that aspect, but you're on your own. Like, I think college for kids in America is like grow up time.
Yeah.
It's like adult camp.
Yeah,
like
you've
got
to do it. You see, like in Israel, you go to the military and you grow up there.
Dude, I can't
believe. But here you go to the to college.
You go to college and you get your rent paid for you, and you go to class and then you party all the time.
Like, that's so crazy to me that kids in Israel go to the military first and college second.
Yeah.
I think that is like genius.
We're spoiled here. And that should be the way it should be.
I mean, not that I want to go to the military, because I would probably cry every day, but I would be. I would have to be an intelligence, because I'm, you know, intelligent. Like,
I would be a spy.
You would.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I probably would too.
But you still have to go through boot camp.
Basic training.
Basic
right.
Training,
I would be really good at that, I think, because I like that kind of a stuff. But I would then
we're excellent
be a spy.
At stalking.
I would be like, Carrie from Homeland.
Oh.
You know, Claire Danes' character. I don't know if you watch that show, but...
I don't. So she's a spy?
She's like a... She
CIA
works in the CIA, and she's kind of like a spy.
Good.
But that's what I would totally do. But yeah, I think kids in America get coddled, I think. Yeah.
Very coddled. Even more so now with these millennials.
They do. Yeah, I'm telling you. All these millennials.
Like everybody gets a trophy. It's like, no. Not everyone gets a trophy.
Gets a trophy. Right. Maybe the second best.
Yeah, you know what? And deal
like
with it.
Like the Olympics.
Deal with it, kids.
Right. And I was just thinking, the past few days, I get like really bad service in a few places. And I'm thinking they were all millennials. You know, bad attitude.
Oh.
You know, it's like you want to get a job, you want to stay at your job, smile to people,
right.
You know?
And like, try
to be
a
little
service,
helpful.
You're in the service industry. Yeah. You're supposed to be serving people. Don't give me attitude.
Yeah,
right, kid.
You know? So it was at a restaurant at Best Buy. Where else did I go? To the post office type of a shop. And, bad service.
Hmm. You know what? It's because they're not putting 150% into whatever they're doing. They're just doing it as a means to an end to
right.
get to the next place, which I don't believe in. I think if you're going to do something, do it wholeheartedly.
I agree.
Right. Whatever it is.
But that's the thing. They're also spoiled.
That's
you know?
What it is. Yeah. That's yeah. what I think it is. I think it's that they're just like their mom and dad made them get this job to teach them a lesson that not everything comes free, but they really know when they want to go shopping, they just use daddy's credit card and
right.
it's fine. So they're just like, oh, they're just there going through the motions.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm a millennial, so.
Yeah.
You are? What's well, the yeah. what's the time? What's the
1980?
Oh, really?
Does that make you a millennial?
Yes.
So you're a millennial. But we're on the tail
is
end of it.
1980
yeah.
or
I feel like yeah. that is way too far back. It
no.
should be like 90.
Well, there's now after millennial comes like Z or Y. Oh, no, it was we're Y. So Z comes after that. So there's even like worse that followed us.
Mm. Generation Z?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
those
are like
kids.
The teenagers now.
Those yeah. kids need to be slapped around and put in boot camp.
They had cell phones at age 4.
I yeah. mean, come on.
I don't know.
But you know, every generation says that about the
next generation.
Next yeah. generation.
That's
we're all
true.
Like, those kids and their loud music and their saggy pants.
I'm getting there. I'm getting
crushed.
I so like that.
Yeah.
Someone throws a party in my apartment complex and I can hear it and I am like calling security. I'm like, excuse me, these people are loud and it is 10:37. It is an ungodly hour. I'm like, I am such an old lady. I'm not though, because I like to have fun. But
we do like to have fun, actually.
Yeah.
Two drunk girls. We like to have fun.
We kick up the party. We're like a party trick.
We are like the life o' the party. I think.
Oh, apostrophe.
Oh, like Irish.
Yeah. I figured that's what you meant.
We
yeah.
recently, well, not so recent now, but we went to a Halloween party where we were Salt
oh.
and Peppa.
Uh-huh.
The rappers.
The rappers.
Oh, the rappers.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Push
okay.
it good.
We'll show you a photo.
Okay.
Sam,
pretty awesome.
Did
people,
it look good?
Well, we looked real authentic. People were dying over us.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also because we're white. Well, Lauren's not.
I'm not white. I say I'm not. But
right.
I look like I am, but I don't feel like I am.
Right. In her heart, she's not.
So what do you feel like you are?
I just feel like I'm not. I will say that I feel like I'm black, but I don't. It's more better to say that I feel like I'm just not white.
Is it because of your background?
I mean, don't know. I just don't feel like a white person.
In her soul,
but are your parents
got,
white, though?
Yeah, yeah, they are yeah. very white. My
okay,
mom is
so
very white. My dad's Italian, 100% Italian. And Italy and Africa are very close.
yeah.
So there could have been some cross-pollination there at
Co-mingling.
Some point in the gene pool.
Definitely.
I feel like in my heart and soul, I feel...
So you identify with the black community.
I do.
She's got
wow,
flavor in her...
I do.
Inside.
Flavor and swag.
Very interesting. So... Well, that's interesting. Yeah, it's very
I know it sounds very racial to say that, but it's not.
It's not. I mean, if that's the way you feel. Then,
that's the way
you
I
know,
feel.
I mean,
you know?
Yeah.
It's cultural, really.
I think it is. Maybe it's
so.
Where I came from, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Don't know. But, yeah. So we were Salt and Peppa, and, like, people would put on, like, Salt and Peppa songs, and we would just go wild.
I mean,
wild.
It was like Salt and Peppa was actually there.
Yeah, I think we like, channeled them.
We
really?
Did.
Yeah.
And it also helped that we had a couple drinks in us, too.
Obviously. Well, that goes without saying.
Yeah, that goes. Yeah, that's like your fuel.
Yeah, it's
right?
our
totally.
It's our water.
It's our magic alive. Juice.
Yeah.
It's our potion. But so we went on a party bus to this next party where it didn't even matter where we went.
It was like
point.
A house party that moved onto a party bus that moved it to a bar. Like, it was like every location was a party.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and, well, we took the party bus real seriously because there's poles in the party bus.
And we weren't doing anything, like...
Risqué.
We were just being Salt and Peppa and pushing it good.
We were pushing it real good.
It was real good. There's video...
Yeah, there is. Oh, God.
Every
That's one of the ones I was referring to that I don't know that should live on. There's video and photos that were like, I'm like, why is my arm out of control? It's just like, it won't stop. It wouldn't stop. It was like a Tracy Anderson video.
Oh, Tracy Anderson. Yeah, Tracy Anderson.
Push it real good.
She, you were just feeling it. You're feeling the moment, Jen.
Which now brings us to one of my 30th birthday celebrations. I know this is literally, I'm going to talk about my birthday until it's my next birthday, but Saturday we're going to S Factor, courtesy of my aunt who's
Do you know what
us.
That is?
No, I don't.
It's pole dancing classes.
Mm.
So my aunt planned, she she does this regularly. She
I didn't know she did this regularly. I just met her, and she's like a S Factor connoisseur.
She is. She's fabulous. She's like 6 feet tall, beautiful.
Totally.
And like, but this is her side thing.
Are we all going to look like
chumps compared to her? Totally.
By the way, I always say if I was a stripper, my stripper name would be Black Whisper.
Black Whisper. Okay.
I like that came with a wink.
Nobody can see that, but I just winked at Sam. Black Whisper.
What would mine be?
I don't know. We were just talking about how I feel inside. And
I feel nothing inside.
And then it's going back. I'm going to bring Black Whisper out at this S Factor thing.
Right. Okay, so that's the thing. So she's planned now for us a beverage experience at 5. We're going to like get a little boozy. Go do the class.
Because that helps.
Right. Because
that does help.
Loosens everybody up. And well, obviously, we just need it.
It greases up the gears a little bit.
We need our magic juice.
Yeah.
Right. Mama needs her juice.
Mama needs her juice.
So then we're going to go do the private class with like, it's like 7 or 8 of us. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to go to dinner, and it's just going to be like talking about what happened.
Are we going to have to change?
Oh, yeah. You need wardrobe changes.
Oh, we totally need wardrobe. See how complicated it is to be a woman, Sam?
It is. It is complicated.
You have no idea what goes into it. We did not wake up like this.
We didn't.
No, huh?
No.
So you have to put yourself together.
Yeah.
Well, for men, it's like that, too. Believe me.
Is it?
I don't look like this in the morning when I get up. No.
You do your hair. You put on your creams.
Yeah, you got to shave.
That's true.
You know,
all right.
Things like
we'll give that to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it is harder to be a woman because you do have to, I mean, you do worry about changing your clothes and all that stuff. Men don't even mess with
that. And also, I feel like a man, like an aged man, is a handsome, attractive quality.
Totally.
And I hate to say this as a woman, but it's not as pretty when a woman's like gray hair and wrinkles. On a man, I think that's very attractive.
Yeah.
Right.
Men are allowed to age and it's like sexy, but when women do it, it's
not sexy.
It doesn't happen. It's,
no.
It's not right. The same way.
Warning is not a good look for a woman.
No.
Warning and wise, not so attractive. For a man, though.
Yes.
We're like, you know things.
Like, I start
You've
to
experienced
see, I
stuff.
Go on a date and I see a guy with gray hair. I'm like, does he have some gray hair? And
yeah,
I'm
we like, look for it now.
I like that. Oh, I totally look for it.
Oh, yeah. It's a new thing, though, for me.
Salt and pepper. Wow. Holla.
In so many ways.
In so many ways. Yeah, your S Factor thing, though, is I'm not that nervous. I just don't really... I want to be good at it. I'm very competitive.
Okay, well, it's my birthday, so I have to win. Just saying.
Well...
I don't know that this is a winning opportunity.
You can win if you want.
There will be photos, and like we said, follow us on Instagram because we need new followers. Or Twitter. There will be some there, too. This will be a documented experience.
It will be. So you could see.
Because life, if it's not documented, it probably didn't happen.
That's true.
No.
Yeah. Then there's no proof.
Unless it's on video, yeah.
Exactly. And, right? And our life is a walking reality show for us, at least, because we'll document anything and everything.
True. Except for the really bad pictures.
Oh, God, no. Videos. Bury those.
There's a little bit of censorship that happens.
And some filtering.
Yeah,
but we will not liquefy. That's another thing.
Wait, what's
that
liquefy?
Happens.
Oh, you mean the Facetune?
I don't know what that is at
Wait.
All. No. When
you go first.
People liquefy their legs and their arms to look thinner. It's true. So that's been happening too. That's been uncovered.
Wait.
The background of a photo is wavy.
Oh,
because somebody like made their like waist smaller.
You mean like
smaller.
In Photoshop?
Yeah.
That's what you mean. Okay. People didn't
Wait,
know what
though,
liquify
I didn't know what liquify was called.
Yeah,
liquify.
It's it's a filter in Photoshop.
Even Beyonce has done it.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it.
Her like the gap between her legs. She's done it.
And then the grass in the background is all wavy. Britney Spears did it. Wait, I didn't know it was called liquify. See, if I knew, I might have tried that if I knew how to do that. Because you know me and that.
You're
I got to stretch my legs out a little bit. But the face tuning. Have you seen Facetune?
Yeah, I've seen those things.
What's that?
Okay, it's like an app and it's like $4 or something. And you literally.
It's already too expensive.
I know. I'm like, this isn't free. Forget it. I'll.
Forget it.
I'll just show you my wrinkles. But you can like. Go on it, and then, like, on the photo, you touch. Like, let's say on the bottom, there's like different choices, and you want to like brighten or you want to soften, I guess, is one of them. So, let's say you want to soften, you take your finger and you put it wherever you want to soften on the face, and you like rub like this, and all it looks like air. I mean, you can make it look ridiculous. I could show you some Facetune photos where you're like, whoa, those girls should have went a little easy on the face.
I want to see this. This is the most fun thing that's ever happened to me.
But you can whiten your teeth, you can like. I mean, there's an
see, and then people put these pictures on Tinder, and then they show up on your date, and they are yellow and wrinkly and old.
All I'm saying is, this is also kind of putting out like a I don't know. I just feel like...
Why doesn't anybody like themselves anymore?
Well, yeah. And also just let's be real about it. Like, it's okay. I mean, I just kind of like negated this comment, but it's okay to get old. I mean, I guess there's certain exceptions or whatever, and take care of yourself. Don't just throw...
That's easy for you to say. You're still young, you know? Wait till you're in your 50s. It's not okay to grow
old.
I feel the pressure as a woman. I'm just saying there's a... Yeah. I think there's a... You draw the line somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, to start rubbing stuff on your face. I don't know.
Yeah.
Facetune. It can...
And all
I mean,
the work... Yeah. You know, all the plastic work that people have done on their faces and stuff is ridiculous.
It's a lot of maintenance to keep up with this fraud.
And also, I feel like the more, like, Botox and plastic surgery you have, I get, like, a thing or two. If there's something that you don't like or you want it, whatever. Okay, great. One, whatever. But these women, to me, look older after all of it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And they look like the Joker, you know?
Right.
Like this, like, right?
Yeah.
That's the look of plastic surgery.
It doesn't make you look younger to me.
Looks us. Yeah.
All right. Well, folks, we got to wrap up. Go ahead and promote whatever you want, Lauren. Your website, the twodrunkgirls.net.
Yeah. You can, twodrunkgirls.net. You can follow us on Two Drunk Girls on all social media. Mm-hmm. And also, if you would like to check out anything I am doing, you can follow me on all social media at Lauren Leonelli, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Vine, my website.
Sounds good.
And and stay tuned for some Two Drunk Girls episodes. We've got some coming up. We're going to talk about Christmas carols on
Yeah, we are.
Oh, wow. When is that going to come out?
Soon. Probably
in
next week.
Days,
probably,
yeah, because we really don't understand a lot of the lyrics and why people would give gold and silver to a boy that's cold. We don't understand that. Maybe give him a sweater.
Rudolph. I've got a thing about Rudolph, too. We're going to talk about it. So go on to twodrunkgirls.net and watch
check
our episodes.
Yep.
Check us out.
Lauren,
thanks for
thank
having
you so
me.
Much for joining us.
It was
You're
so
a lot
fun.
Of fun.
Oh,
You're welcome
great.
Back anytime.
Oh, thanks. I will come. I will take you up on that offer.
She'll be here tomorrow.
You're welcome. All right, Jen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye. You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.